Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish with Countdown to Pesach Part 9. Today, I would like to talk about Haggulah. It's a well-known form of koshering or kosherizing your vessels, utensils, and continuing on with the golden rule of koshering, which is kabolo kachpolto, which basically means the same way something was absorbed, that's the same way it's going to be purged out. So if something was, we discussed yesterday with Liban, but the same way something was absorbed with boiling, it's going to be purged out with boiling. So suppose you had a pot that was used for, let's say, a soup that was non-kosher, or you'll say you had pasta that was boiled into a pot. Now this pasta is chametz. Now you want to use it for Pesach. So how do you kosher it? So the same way. So let's talk about that. So we say this pot is non-kosher, this pot is chametz. Well, the truth is the pot is just a pot. So what does it mean it's non-kosher, it's chametz? Well, basically what we're saying is that the flavors of chametz or the flavors of non-kosher have been absorbed into the pot. So how have they been absorbed into the pot? They've been absorbed into the pot through the medium of heat. So what koshering is going to do, koshering is going to reverse that process. Koshering is going to reverse the process that through the medium of heat, we're going to purge out the flavors of chametz, or purge out the flavors of non-kosher. So we're going to put the vessel or the utensil in a pot of boiling hot water, and through that process, it's going to purge out the flavor. Now, just an important point. If we're going to we want to make sure that the vessel has been not used or utensil is not used for 24 hours, because if it was just used for chametz, it was just used for non-kosher, once it's going to be purged out, we're just afraid it's going to go right back in. So what's the idea of non-24 hours if it's not used for 24 hours? The Talmud says that once it hasn't been used for 24 hours, it's considered no sein tam mufgam. The flavor is not considered desirable anymore. The flavor is considered somewhat detrimental. So even if it goes back in, it's considered somewhat detrimental. So therefore, we want to give it a 24-hour period that it hasn't been used. So even if it goes back in, it's not considered like it's enhancing it anymore. Okay, so that's considered. So we're going to put our cutlery and anything that was used with the method of boiling and came into contact with hot water, we're going to kosher with Haggulah. Now, one item that's just too large to kosher is the pot itself. You can put a small pot in a large pot. You can put, let's say, even a medium-sized pot in a large pot. What about the largest pot you have? How do you kosher the largest pot that you have? You can't kosher the largest pot that you can. How are you going to kosher it? So it's an interesting idea. Is that you take a hot stone. How do you have a hot stone? So you put a stone inside an oven and you put it in the highest setting it is, let's say 550 and broil, and then you take it out with tongs and you make sure that the hot water is boiling to the very top of the pot. And by the way, the definition of boiling is you have to see the bubbles rise to the top of the pot. And you're going to take the stone and you're going to like drop it on the top of the, you're going to surface of the pot. And basically the water is going to overflow the sides of the pot. And basically what that does is it's as if the pot is entirely immersed in the hot water, because you're going to see the hot water go over the sides of the pot. So that becomes as if it's immersed in the hot water. And once that becomes immersed in the hot water, then that's considered as if it's underwent Haggulah, and it's that large hot large pot is considered kosher. So that's a very brief explanation of Haggulah. Again, it has to be not used for 24 hours. It has to be heated up to the point that the hot water is, the bubbles are rising to the top. and you have to let it immerse at least for about 15 seconds, maybe 15-20 seconds. You take it out, and if it's a very large pot, you can put a hot stone and let it overflow. Wish you all a stress-free preparation for Pesach and a wonderful day. Look, see you back here tomorrow.